The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Thank you, Joe Kelly, for that big introduction. And for those of you, by the way, who think I passed away and it's been circulating, there's been rumors that I died. But I'm alive and well in, not Tennessee. Wow. Oh, you just got to love that. I mean, I got attorneys that are just like, I can't retain Dave Krieger to do paralegal work for me. He passed away, I heard. Nope. I'm still here. See, I love it when rumors get started. It's like, see, but if I go out and say I died, then all of a sudden I committed a crime. So, yeah, this is really funny how that works. This is maybe they're trying to sabotage my workshop out in California. You see how it works? You see how that works? That's disinformation designed to screw with you economically. You see, that's, we're putting out fires over that, believe it or not. Yeah. So much for cancel culture out there. Wonder who started that rumor. Some attorney maybe on their website. We don't know. We'll find out. That's fact, you know, that it's been circulating, that was going on. Here's another fact, since you're into the truth. We've got 10% off Miracle 2 and transdermal mineral magnesium oil and prill beads at the Power Mall. Here's another fact. We have 10% off iComplex CS formulated by Dr. Robert Abel at the Power Mall. Here's another fact. We still have the Optavina Winter Wellness Bundle for $53, which has two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D while supplies last. That is a fact. It's also a fact that carry the silver gel, 24 part per million, and Optavita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, that you can use to complete your winter wellness bundle because we care about your health. That is also a fact. We're not just here to sell you products. We're here to keep you healthy so you can keep listening to the show. Because everybody wants to get informed. They want the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. You know, remember that Dragnet? Just the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Yeah. See, how do you spell that? F-A-X? No. F-A-C-T-X. Remember that Harry Morgan and Jack Webb? Remember that? I'm Sergeant Joe Friday. Yeah, gotta love it. And of course, for those of you who, I know you're going, 7 a.m., really? He's doing this now? Yeah. Did you know we're available to answer questions on our website, too? That is a fact as well, since you're all into fact-finding. If you have a product or order question and you don't want to call, you can chat with one of our Power Mall reps by using the chat box feature on thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. But wait, there's more. There's more fact. We're also on social media. I don't think they're quite censoring us as much. Let's hope not. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation. And, of course, we appreciate your donations because that keeps us on the air. And when you buy from the Power Mall, that helps keep us on the air. You can make a donation simply by clicking on the support tab, or you can click on the link we send you in your email inbox. Now, if you don't have internet, then you don't have email. Some of you are living as much off the grid and away from contact with Uncle Sam as possible. Bully for you. Imagine all the people that are still connected to those damn cell phones, those little miniature computers. Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about, the one I'm holding up in my hand right here. This is what I'm talking about. you know, you're connected to this bloody thing, and then you got Siri connected to this, and every time you say Siri, she comes on. You know, they're listening. It's crazy, isn't it? And that's why I cuss Siri all the time, and she goes, you kiss your mother with that mouth? You know. I'm just messing with you. I'm not messing with you about the privacy invasion, though. That is a fact. Fact is they track you. Fact is if you don't turn off the tracking device, your map computer won't work on your phone. You see how they got us all hooked? And what's worse, insult to injury, they call it an iPhone. iPhone. All right, no, it should be me phone. Me phone. It's my phone. You can't have my phone. It's like walking around with a miniature computer on your person, and it emits EMF. Wow. Guys that put that in their back pocket, you ever notice your butt hurts after a while? Imagine what would happen if you carry it in your front pocket and all of a sudden you can't have sex on the weekend because you've been rendered impotent by EMFs. You just don't know what kind of damage those things are doing. Don't drive with a cell phone between your legs, guys. Serious. I am so dead serious. They've studied enough of this stuff. It's not a conspiracy theory. See, in all the woke companies out there, like Apple, which is made where? Where are the Apple iPhones made? China. Yeah. So, you know, we try to tell you fact. Here's another fact today. Steve Wolberg is going to be on our show, and we have included, here's something else for those of you with chickens. You have chickens? I have one that's just a loudmouth, man. She just goes off. The hens, I got nine of them, and she just is, she's a noisemaker, man. We're like, something wrong in the coop? No, she just likes to hear herself talk. Yeah, they got little personalities, they do. And they're so funny. And you know what they like to eat? Bugs. And I bought them a bag of mealworms. Man, that's like, the name of the package is Flock Party. And I'm serious. They didn't lie about that. You throw a handful of those things down, man, they go crazy. So the thing is under the gardening, farming, and homestead, we have a big section on sprouting seeds at home for winter nutrition. You can grow arugula from seed indoors and lettuce even. Sprout seeds, and guess what else it makes chicken feed? They love them. They love sprouts. You know, here's another thing, too. For those of you who juice out there, are you juicers? We juice. And that's J-U-I-C-E. For those of you on a fact-finding mission, how did he spell that word? He didn't spell it J-E-W-S, did he? No, I said juice. And juice, you know, the scraps from the juice, we sprinkle them out, the carrots and the celery and all the other stuff. We sprinkle all that, the apples, all out in the chicken coop. Man, they go crazy over those little bits. Perfect bite size. Yeah, they love it. Another flock party. So we have all that in there for you because we're all about solutions. And you're thinking, well, you know, why is he doing this? You know, growing sprouts for your flock in winter. Because they're easy to digest. They have a lot of nutrients, and the nutrients, of course, that they lack during the cold months, and they can be grown on a rotating basis indoors for very little money. Any seed left over from your summer garden can be sprouts for your flock, and we'll be talking about that in our next hour with Steve Wolberg. So we hope you stay tuned in for that, because that may be the only source of your food if the Schwab Kebab Bunch decides they want to, you know, already the EU is saying the United States is going to make hate crime, you know, hate speech a crime. So anytime you come out and you express what people are dubbing hate speech, they're going to charge you with a crime. So you can't say anything bad about somebody. Otherwise, they're going to say they're going to call it hate speech and you'll be arrested. Wait a minute, what happened to the First Amendment? You see, this is what's going on in Europe right now. See, and this is, you know, something else that we don't know whether or not, because everybody and their brother like Putin ally Medvedev, you know, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, an ally of Kremlin chief Vladimir Putin, warned the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. For those of you out there that don't know what that acronym is, it's NATO. Fact. Warned him yesterday that the defeat of Russia in Ukraine could trigger a nuclear war. Yeah. Nuclear powers have never lost major conflicts on which their fate depends, said Medvedev, who served as president from 2008 to 2012. Now, what does he know that we don't? I mean, he serves as deputy chairman of Putin's powerful Security Council. According to a post on Telegram, the defeat of a nuclear power in a conventional war may trigger a nuclear war. What he said. So do we stock up on Nuke Protect? I think so. I have. We don't know where they're going to launch it. We don't know if it's going to be an EMP. We don't know if it's going to be an airburst or a ground burst. We just don't know. But, of course, then you have the opposite thought process going on. And they have a new name for Boris Johnson. The media is calling him Bojo. Bojo. Now, there's something we can make fun of. You know, think of a guy with messy white hair sitting there with a pout on his face because he couldn't do anything and had to resign. You know, what a mess for the United Kingdom. Why don't we call him Bozo? How about that? Instead of Bojo, let's call him Bozo. Looks like a clown, right? Is that hate speech? No. No, we're having fun. We're making fun of everybody and everything. It's not hate speech. We're laughing at you, Boris. But Boris! Natasha, you get moose, I get squirrel. Yeah, he's saying, no, the Russians, the Putin's not going to launch any nukes. Come on. Yeah, says the guy that couldn't do anything with his government. Yeah, nuclear war will not happen. And where did Bojo make those remarks? Well, Bozo was in Davos. What was Bozo doing in Davos with the U.S. delegation? Ask yourself why they're there. Are they there to spy on the world's elite and Schwab Kebab? What are they there to? Who are they there to spy on? Or maybe they all agree with the plan. Mostly Democratic leaders, folks. Hey, you keep electing them in there and you're all in denial. Well, they couldn't do anything like that. No, not till they come for you will you realize. You know, those of you who have been, you know, resistant to the jab, those of you who have been resistant to the U.S. government, yeah, when they come for you, oh, Krieger, now you're being paranoid. Really? Doesn't mean you're not being followed. Doesn't mean they're not listening to your phone conversations. Remember, they're connected. I'm holding up my phone right now for those of you watching me live on the internet. No, I'm not exaggerating all this stuff. It's surveillance state at its finest, folks. That is a fact. In Davos, the World Economic Forum is also complaining.
Oh, they don't trust us anymore. The world does not trust us. We want to be masters of the world, and they don't trust us. How do we gain their trust?
Stop lying.
But we're not lying. We're in your face. We're telling you everything we're going to do to you. And you're not trusting us.
Really? That's why we're not trusting you. Because we don't like what you said. That could be considered hate speech, too, because you and Gates and everybody else are acting on exactly what you're saying. Gates came out and said, well, we can get rid of 10 to 15% of the population if we just simply put the vaccine program into work. We'll kill them all off. Then we can depopulate the world. You see, you got to look at where these people are subscribing. I'm dead serious about it. They come right out and they say these things. I mean, look at Noel Yuval Harari. You know, look at him. He comes out, Harari, that's Schwab Kebab's sidekick. And he's saying, you know, we're going to just, you know, hook you into AI. Everybody's going to be connected to the internet. We'll be able to monitor every little thing you do. We'll be able to monitor your thoughts. And if we don't like what you just said, we'll hit a kill switch and you'll be vaccinated because we'll force you to be vaccinated. We'll hit the kill switch and you'll drop dead. How about that? You don't want to be our slave? Fine. You're gone. You see, that's what they want to try to do. See, that's what that nanotechnology, little garbage floating around in the systems of 220 million people who are in total denial. Yeah, that's what's floating around in there. It's all over there. That graphene oxide, it's everywhere, you know. So, you know, what's to stop that from happening? You know, all those lipid nanoparticles in there, turn on, let's juice them a little bit. You know, where's the closest cell tower? Let's turn on some 6G and juice up his brain a little bit and see if we can get it to explode. Remember that movie, Kingsman Golden Circle, or the Kingsman Service, Secret Service? You know, good work, Eggsy. You know, all the people's brains blow off and Samuel Jackson, the evil mastermind, is giving everybody a cell phone. It's amazing what Hollywood does. And all these people's heads blow off and they turn on a frequency. Now, why would they make a movie about that in Hollywood and put all this nice cast of characters? It's in your face. And people go, oh, that was a nice movie. We like action movies. It just goes right over their head. Yeah, loss of trust. Believe it or not, the World Economic Forum is measuring our loss of trust. Yeah. They're all saying, and this is Edelman's annual Edelman Trust Barometer, which found that trust in government had declined substantially, leaving corporations as the most trusted institutions in society. Really? Oh, this guy's way off base. You really trust corporations? And I'm talking about the mega companies out there. Let's take Tesla, for example. It's cheap. Stockholder lost $200 billion. He invested in Twitter. He hasn't done every single thing except let loose of all of the emails linking the government to, and see, this is another reason why we don't trust the government, is that all those emails are revealing that the government participated with social media to censor truth, which is what we're all looking for. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And, of course, the report continued to say it's now metastasized to 3/4 of the countries in the world. Really? Divergence of public opinion. It started in 2013 in the United States, France, and the UK, and it's grown from there. And, of course, disinformation is the top global risk, most existential problem facing the world. We got to do something about it. That means more censorship. Yeah, they're going to play on that climate change, folks. Here's where you say no. You're not taking my gas stove over my dead body. Yeah, what's that word they used to use in Texas on a lot of posters? Come and take it. That was a dare. Russia and Iran, by the way. Oh, the Iranians are at it again. Yeah, potential stable coin aims to enable cross-border transactions instead of fiat currencies like the U.S. petrodollar, the Russian ruble, or the Iranian rial. The Central Bank of Iran is reportedly cooperating with the Russian government to jointly issue a new cryptocurrency backed by gold. Wow. Who's got that much gold? It's what I'd like to know. You know, just so you know, when blockchain first came out, you may have heard of it. And I always have been critical of blockchain because that is the first step to being able to create what they claim is a secure path. And then they want to put all your real estate records in blockchain, claiming they can't be altered. Once they're in that blockchain, they are sealed. You really? They're sealed in blockchain, which relies on electricity to operate. And if an EMP hits, all those records are gone, magically wiped away. Yep, you still have your deeds and all your other physical paperwork proving you own your land. I would suggest you put them in a safe place. You may have to prove you own the property that you're standing on. And, of course, some of the authors that are following the WEF are saying they've just reached, quote, peak creepy. you know, that a group of select human beings have gathered in Davos to shape the agenda of the entire planet? Could it be because of many of the attendees are horny, aging narcissists that truly believe they're saving the world? During the day, they listen to speeches about diversity, equality, and inclusion. Then at night, many of them pay young women to perform degrading sex acts. Ah-ha-ha-ha. You see, now that's where you find all these people. What, are they all contained in one building and they never leave? No, the sex workers come to them. How do we know they're not minors? Man, I would love to, you know, send private investigators there to take pictures of this stuff and then use it and expose them. I won't blackmail them. That would be criminal. No, I'll just put them in the paper and shame them into quitting. Shame them into, yeah, just go out and hang yourself. Let's all make a Schwab kebab. We caught Klaus having fun with a minor child. Isn't that amazing? You know, see, that's what we'd like to see. That way he could be drawn and quartered in the public eye, right? That's not hate speech. You know, when you got somebody like him who, you know, I call him a Nazi, urging the gathered elitists to master the future. Wow. And we've even included a video on the email blast for that. And see, here's the thing. There's a lot of videos out there. Vandana Shiva also has another video out, the plan of the 1% to make you disposable. It's called Divide and Rule. This is what they've done. The world's top 1,000th of a percent. That's 0.001, the ultra wealthy. And the modern empires they control, big tech, big pharma, and big ag, are not only responsible for destroying the planet and sending most of the humanity into financial and health crises, they're intent on attaining ultimate control, and when and if it happens, 99% of the people will become disposable. You got to watch that one. What have they got in store? See, that's why, you know, put your faith in God, not these people. You know, you can't, here's the thing. I know we're in a spiritual war, but the thing is, you can't ignore what they're saying. I mean, they're in your face. How can you ignore what's in your face? You just got to be aware. Know thine enemy whilst thou art in the way with him. You just got to know what they're up to. And if they're going to be that much in your face, then you know how to say no. Now, if they do what they did down in Brazil with that forced vaccination of all those prisoners they took hostage, reason would tell you not to go pull another J6 because it was a trap. They baited all these people and then encouraged them and then took down the barricades and encouraged them to go into the Capitol so they could arrest them all, call them enemy combatants and put them in jail so the Democrat Party can sit there, form a illegitimate committee and say, see, we told you so. See all these right-wing MAGA nuts? Look what they did. Yeah, see, nothing else matters to these people. And a bunch of them are in Davos right now colluding with those criminals. And you elected them into your governmental body in D.C. This is why they're worthless, folks. And in Scotland, they're surveying kids on gender. That's right. As young as 7 are going to be asked if they identify as transgender or non-binary. Binary. Parents and conservatives in Scotland are outraged after the City Council of Aberdeen launched what's been branded a disgraceful survey in 59 schools, asking pupils about their gender identity. Why are they putting this crap in their heads? This according to the Scottish Daily Mail. The survey is purported to be part of a sex and well-being study, asking school kids to identify as male, female, non-binary, transgender, or other. I really think that the people in the Scottish National Party and the Liberal Democrats, you know, you got to ask yourself the question, are they all pedophiles and they want to groom these kids? So you got to find out which ones are bait. You got to find out by asking them, do you identify as transgender? Oh, goody, goody. Let's groom him and he'll disappear from home one day and we'll turn him into a sex slave. Yeah. Critics of the survey have called it a blatant attempt to indoctrinate young kids who don't know if they want chicken nuggets or fish fingers for dinner. So, you know, the conservative bunch is screaming bloody murder on this one. You see what kind of spiritual war we're in? They're trying to take what God created and flip it around and turn it into something he didn't. Ah, but now, guess who wants to come to the rescue? Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley to the rescue. Nikki Haley to the rescue. Yeah, I can be the new leader America needs. Yeah, you can, huh? Wow. And, of course, Bret Baier on Fox says, when do you make a decision if you're going to run for president? Haley says, well, I'm not going to make an announcement here, but when you're looking at a run for president, you look at two things. You first look at, does the current situation push for new leadership? The second question is, am I that person that could be a new leader? Yes, we need to go in a new direction, and I could be that leader? Yes, I think I could be that leader. I was, as governor, I took on a hurting state with double-digit unemployment, and we made it the beast of the Southeast. Oh, maybe better terminology might be in order. As an ambassador, I took on the world when they tried to disrespect us. Oh, really? Disrespect us? Look what they're doing in Davos right now, Nikki. Oh, my. And she says, I'm not going to lose now, but stay tuned. Yeah, okay. And, of course, now it's also out that the White House and the DOJ agreed to hide the classified document scandal. You see what I mean? They're not done going after Trump, which, by the way, had to pay the Clinton campaign $1 million. That's the fine that they were assessed for filing that lawsuit. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of legal trouble, Alec Baldwin and his armorer are going to be criminally charged with involuntary manslaughter for the part in the Rust shooting, which left cinematographer Honey Hutchins dead, according to prosecutors yesterday in New Mexico. They brought the same charge that they brought against Alec Baldwin, against Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, after a real bullet was fired from a prop gun by Baldwin on the movie set in October of 21. Assistant director David Halls, who handed the loaded gun to the actor, accepted a misdemeanor charge and a plea deal. Oh, he got off easy. Wow. Misdemeanor charge. Wow, it's not a felony. Involuntary manslaughter is a felony. We'll see how far that goes. New York City Mayor Adams calls for a national czar to manage the border crisis, despite VP Harris's already holding that role. Well, apparently the Democratic mayor, Eric Adams, seems to think that Harris isn't doing her job. Duh. Why do you think that is? And that not only that, but you know what he wants to do? He wants to evenly distribute all these illegals coming across the border. He wants to evenly distribute them all across the country. Coming soon to a town near you. Oh, wow. Charles in Ohio, I got 1 minute. Go for it.
Oh, good morning. I hope you're well. I just wanted to say the meeting in Davos, this is not the first time, of course. They meet quite often, and what it is the wealthy are planning our future for us, of course, like you said, but it's not the first time they did it. They've done it before, and now this time they're saying this is the fourth economic revolution, and all it is, the Great Reset, is taking us away from hydrocarbon fuel into electricity.
I'd like to know how they're going to generate that. We'll have that discussion later. But we appreciate your calling, Charles. Thanks so much. We're going to take a break, listen to some really good stuff, and then come right back. Stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. PowerMall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday. TGIF, where the government is. Insert expletive here. Oh, my. Dave Krieger back with you. And, of course, we're in the middle of news and discussion. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We appreciate that. All of you that are calling in, wanting to chime in on what's going on. You know, Davos really shouldn't scare you, because you have to understand, all of these nincompoops up there, this is just like a figment of their imagination. But the problem is who they're influencing. We had Charles in Ohio. You were on hold this entire time. Thanks for holding. You want to continue with this rant? What do you say? You need to turn your radio down, because we're hearing ourselves talk 15 seconds later. Where's Charles? Okay. Yep, we lost him. All right, we'll continue. You homeschool moms out there, I've got some news for you. You are part of the great dropout. You're the ones that actually took the bold step. And here's the thing. There's a report out now as to why 1.4 million children left public schools in 2020 and where they went. I'll bet you right now are glad you did what you did. Many parents needed to make that jump because they just hated, one, the disruption of their learning. Two, they were seeing their kids come home a mess. Some of them have been ostracized and put in a corner and enclosed in a plexiglass and ridiculed and shamed. And then they were forced to wear masks, which gave them hypoxia, and they grew tired. And they even tested the masks, even in Florida, in some of the school districts, and found all this bacteria growing inside the masks of these students who had to sit there and breathe it, not to mention all the titanium dioxide particles. And where'd they get the mask from? China. See, they bought into this stuff. All of them did. All the school districts and the unions, I mean, they're all in on it. As far as I'm concerned, Randy Weingarten and her union, all of them were in on it. And then they took money to keep the schools closed. And the parents are going, damn, this can't happen. My kid, you know, I don't want to raise dumb and dumber, all right? I want a smart kid. And so they said, you know what? We're going to find a charter school or a private school that isn't going to teach woke. Or we're going to do the right thing and we're going to get together with other parents in our neighborhood who have the same concerns as we do, and we're going to homeschool our kids. And they've got great learning materials out there. So many different places that you can go that have great homeschooling materials. Texas even has a homeschool coalition, believe it or not. And so, I mean, we're talking about 1.4 million kids. I really think that that figure is higher. Enrollment in U.S. public schools declined by that many million students between the fall of 2019 and the fall of 2020, dipping to 49.4 million, a loss of nearly 3%, according to the data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Well, you know what statistics are. I really think that that figure is higher. A lot of kids also, think about this. How many of them actually just dropped out because they just couldn't handle the pressure anymore? Then you got to ask yourself, you know, during that time, how many school shootings were there and why? You know, why did Uvalde happen? And you notice the shooter, he wasn't a high school student. He was already out of high school. He didn't wear a mask when he came into the school either. And the cops wouldn't let the parents go rescue their kids. In fact, they were putting parents in police cars. Remember that? Do I have to resurrect an old news story? Just to remember Uvalde. See, this is what happens when the government gets involved. You know, instead, the local police just failed miserably. The whole situation, the school cops failed. Everybody failed down there. They failed the kids. And kids were on their cell phone when the shooting started, and you can hear them all screaming. I mean, what does it take to wake people up? How many Wacos and Ruby Ridges does it take for people to wake up? All you NIMBYs out there, you know, NIMBYs, this is directed at you because you only care when it happens in your backyard. This is a problem. This is a real problem. You only care when it happens in your backyard. Just like what happened with Martha's Vineyard when they shipped all those illegals from Florida to Martha's Vineyard. Now they all want DeSantis to hang by the neck. Yeah. Like that's going to happen? No. And what did they do? They shipped them off to a military camp. Not in my backyard. You see how they are? You know, when they are faced with reality, oh, we can't have that. No, not our rich neighborhood. You, is that a hate crime? Was that hate speech? We can't have these illegals in our neighborhood. No, we're white. We're privileged. Yeah, is that Sheila Jackson Lee? Is that, are those the white scum that you were talking about in your black supremacy rant? All those white folk up there in Martha's Vineyard? Was that who you was talking about? Charles in Ohio, you're back. What's going on?
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me continue. I just want to, they're tying, Klaus Schwab is tying this reset to the fourth industrial revolution. And that made me go back and look at the industrial revolution and what the industrial revolution, the first one started in England. Well, what it is basically is industrialists putting their work on the back of the people and drawing them in from agricultural areas, but they're just and giving them slave wages. So the second industrial revolution was, of course, fueled with Rockefeller and Edison fighting over electricity. But they had a third one, well, when they decided to take all the work from America and parse it out around the world, and America would be a service economy. So anyway, what's going on now is, like I say, they may not be able to pull this off this time because they tried when Edison electrified New York. But the thing is, the big thing is that when they make decisions for us, they tell us what to do when to get our vaccinations, and they've done it before. And we have to look carefully at what they've done in the past to see what they're doing now and the way they're hurting us. They had, in the second industrial revolution, with Edison, they decided to go with petrol. That's when they made the petrol dollar, and that's when it ties to the banking system like they're doing it now. We're gonna basically suffer because the industrialists, the wealthy industrialists who make the industrial revolution are. They make the money system to go along with it. That's what they did when they set it up so that we would pay for the Civil War. And see, they were doing the same thing when Edison and Rockefeller got together. They were having meetings then, but they didn't call it the World Economic Forum. They were just the wealthiest industrialists in the world. Figuring out which factories they were going to send us to. That's how they made the black communities migrate from the South to the factories after the Second World War. But it all, once you start putting it together, you'll see how well this fits. It answers it answers so much of what they're doing to us. But yeah, I appreciate it.
Charles, it's got nothing to do with white supremacy, does it?
Oh, no. I'm not.
No, it's all got to do with human behavior and consumption. That's what it's got to do. It's all about the money, how we can capitalize on the system. And see, this is what they're trying to destroy is capitalism. They destroyed all the mom and pops with, or at least the majority of them, with this pandemic, which is a plandemic. They've already done that. We need to bring manufacturing back into this country. But to see, the thing is the government doesn't want that. They're not incentivizing it, which means some of you are going to have to do the right thing and come up with something that you can take and reproduce that other people can use that has anything to do with food, water, shelter, or energy, including transportation, because transportation works on energy. You're going to have to do that, or we are not going to survive collectively.
Absolutely, because that's what they do. They've taken every step. Like I say, in history, it started out as technology plus fuel makes energy, and the energy, that's what the fight is between Edison and Rockefeller. It was fighting oil and electricity, and Edison was attacking. Rockefeller, but see, they had once when Edison was attacking Rockefeller, they had the carburetor. They called it. You put it in your basement, it would generate, it would make a synthetic natural gas, which they were doing. All the plants they were. When Edison got his money, he bought 6 New York gas plants. They were synthetic gas. They manufactured gas. They manufactured the gas. They didn't mine it. It didn't come out of mines. But that's what they do in history. Every time they come to power, it's what Putin's doing. They take the power. They take the fuel. They always say, don't hunt on the king's land and you can't have any more of his trees. That's where it starts. But they don't want us. They regulate the petroleum we get. And they parse it out, the electricity. That's why they want to push us to electricity, because then they can monitor
everything
we do.
You know it. Don't you just love getting those electric bills and they tell you how much usage you have? It's all because of those smart meters. Charles, appreciate your input on that. I love the history lesson. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, Uvalde, did a couple things, stories that people can't forget is one, the funeral director, when the kid crashed his car or truck in front of the school, the funeral director and his wife, who were directly across from the school, made their way towards the truck thinking the kid or somebody needed help. The person got out of the truck, lowered a gun on him, and shot, I think, twice at them. They went back, though. He told, instructed the wife to go get my gun, and she brought it out to him, and he started back. He said when he started back, the kid was just going through the door. And a police officer stepped in front of him and said, "Where do you think you're going?"
Oh,
put an end to that.
Now, you see, and that guy,
there. The police were there.
Yeah,
that
you're right. Thanks,
gone
for,
in
Tim,
there and stopped that whole thing.
You're right. Thanks for the reminder. He could have shot that kid right there, told him to drop the gun and put a bullet in him. End of story. That, it didn't happen. And there, that you see what the end, the fallout is. And they just let it go. So that the other side could sit there and say, you see, we need to take away all the guns. We need more gun restrictions. That's why they did it, right?
Yeah. Well, how did that kid get a truck, get all those cars, and get all that ammo? And he had to have a full-time job at Kentucky Fried or something. I don't know about that.
You know, he had all this money, went out and bought two assault rifles.
Well, there he get the money. That's why where I'm saying.
Did daddy give it to him?
I don't know. So. Daddy wasn't involved.
We don't know.
No,
maybe the FBI gave it to him. We don't know.
Daddy.
Yeah.
No, we do know something. This kid had no dad.
Okay.
He was being raised by his grandparents.
Yeah.
They were
not a
wealthy. He probably either stole them. Who knows? But the other part of that is that town has a small airport. Anybody that works at that small airport, when something out of the ordinary happens, hey, what's this doing? A plane flew into town that morning or that day and was only on the ground a short time. And it just made people, and it was right there, the day of the shooting. It just made people go, So.
Amazing how that all works.
That story.
No, you're right about that. I appreciate the input there, Tim, because that is true. Those are all facts. Cop stops him from going in there. He could have shot the kid and ended this whole thing and nobody would have died except the shooter. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, and see, this thing all started back way back when. I remember I was working at KLBJ in Austin, Texas, doing morning news, and all of a sudden, these two little young punks up in Jonesboro, Arkansas, remember that shooting? And they decided they were going to pull the fire alarm and empty the school and sit up there on the outlook overlooking the school, sit up there in the rocks up in the trees and start shooting at them. Took out a teacher and several other students. And they're both in jail now. So, you see, it started it. And here we have KLBJ, run by a Democratic president's family. LBJ, come on, really? They owned it at the time. And their morning news guy is like, oh, we need to, if it bleeds, it leads. We need to run with this. I go, dude, seriously? You need to stop glamorizing this, otherwise we're going to have copycat incidents. Krieger, you're an idiot. You know what you're talking about. They ran with this and ran with this and ran with this, and then we had Columbine. I did not need to give him the I told you so speech because it went right over his head, everything I said. And they would post little things on my news desk, you know, little pictures of me, you know, and there are little black helicopters, you know. It's like, dude, seriously, you are woke. And this is the kind of people that they employ in liberal media. People who are totally woke, that do what they're told. And they got something in their mind that just tells them that, yeah, we're just going to report what we want. And we're going to glamorize death. We're going to get more kids being killed in schools because we don't want guns on the street. You know, we don't want. The more copycat incidents we have, we could take away people's guns, and then only criminals will have guns. And see, that's fine and dandy until they show up on your doorstep, Mr. News Reporter, and shoot you. And it's happened. There was TV news anchor outside Little Rock that was found dead. Came in there and raped her and murdered her. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you're going to sit there and talk about NIMBYs, yeah, you see, this is what happens. Karma is a you-know-what, right? Female dog. Oh, by the way, all of you were wondering what was going on with SCOTUS. Who leaked the Dobbs decision? Wait till you hear the news this morning. The court describes the leak as one of the worst breaches of trust in its history and a grave assault on the judicial process. And you know what? Too many people had access to all of this stuff, to the records. Too many people had access to highly sensitive information, the inability to actively track who's handling and assessing these documents. In the forensic investigation of laptops and phones, no relevant information from any devices. And the report that just came out determined 82 employees had access to the opinion and interviewed 97 employees, all of whom denied leaking it. Well, of course they're going to deny leaking it. And you see what it started? Somebody leaked it. They just won't bother to find out who. And for those of you Alex Jones fans out there who saw him get railroaded, I know I got to talk about it. I'm not picking on Alex, all right? So just stop it. It's not hate speech. I'm giving you a fact. A Connecticut judge has declined to sanction a Texas lawyer representing Alex Jones. We're talking about lawyer F. Andino Reynal. She's not going to sanction him for failing to take proper action after his paralegal mistakenly released confidential documents to the opposing counsel. Judge Barbara Bellis of Waterbury, Connecticut, said in her decision she wouldn't suspend him, but she would require him to notify any Connecticut court of her findings of an ethics violation if he wants to ever handle a case in the state in the future. Bellis, the judge, said Reynal violated ethics rules requiring competence and the safeguarding of property. But she's not going to sanction him. And who gets punished for that? Alex Jones. Yep, mistakenly released the documents to opposing counsel, and even though they notified him that you released confidential documents, just disregard it. Wow, how much was this attorney paid off to get Alex Jones in trouble that much, that deep, to get him hung? I'd be wondering about that attorney myself. Why isn't he disbarred? He shouldn't be practicing law. I don't care. Here's the thing about attorneys, folks, if you don't know it. Anybody who works for a lawyer, guess who is the final bearer of responsibility? The attorney. In a big law firm, guess who the person is that's responsible? The supervising attorney. Every law firm's got one, and they're the ones responsible, and generally they're a partner in the law firm. Just so you know. And we already told you about former President Trump accusing the ex-Democratic nominee of slandering his campaign by alleging it colluded with Russia. Well, now, federal court fined President Trump and his lawyers nearly $1 million for a frivolous lawsuit that they filed against ex-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So much for the judicial process in this country, right? I know. The Democrats in the House of Representatives now have introduced a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court's controversial Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission decision made in 2010. In that case, the court ruled 5-4 the free speech clause of the First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting independent expenditures for political campaigns by corporations and overruled an earlier decision that banned corporations from making electioneering communications. And who's at the head of this? Adam Schiff, the Schiff Show. Yeah, he said in a press release that he and his Democrat colleagues introduced the Democracy for All Amendment to overturn legal precedents that have allowed unrestrained campaign spending and dark money to corrupt American democracy. He's introduced a constitutional amendment every year since 2013, according to the release, and you people keep electing him, and then you sit there and whine and complain. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Either he stole the election in your district and you don't care enough to fight it. You know, we can't help but keep bringing up the fact it's in your, in case you missed it, that the election integrity watchdog out in California has found that the state lost 10.9 million mail-in ballots in the 2022 midterms. That's when Schiff should have been chucked out of office for this joke of a J6 committee. Now they want to propose. Wow. He says the flow of unrestricted corporate and dark money into our elections has dangerously eroded the American people's faith in our democracy. Schiff, guess what, you idiot? We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic last time I checked. But as long as you keep spewing democracy, just following Pelosi's lead, as long as you keep spewing that term, you make Congress look like what they are, a bunch of buffoons we can't trust. We will be back after the top of the hour to talk about survival on Sprouts. Sprouting with Steve. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.